This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you are disappointed by the University of Illinois men's basketball team's abrupt and surprising end of season, there's another team you can root for that's competing for a national championship, the University of Illinois Kingfishers Quiz Bowl team. This weekend, the Kingfishers will be sending three teams to the NAQT Intercollegiate Championship Tournament, where they will face off with other top-ranked colleges around the country. The Jeopardy-like competition has been called the Super Bowl of the Mind, and it tests students' knowledge on a variety of subjects, including classic literature, biology, sports, even pop culture. One of these students may even become the next Ken Jennings, the Jeopardy celebrity, who himself was an alumni of Quiz Bowl. Joining us now are two members of the Kingfishers team. Ian Carpenter is the president of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign's Kingfishers Quiz Bowl team. Hello, Ian. Welcome to the 21st.
Hello.
We're also joined by Sarod Nori, who is a competitor on the Kingfishers Quiz Bowl team. Hello, Sarod. Welcome to the 21st to you as well.
Hello. Glad to be here.
And listeners, our phone lines are open. I wonder if we have any former quiz bowlers listening, or maybe you just have a question for a member of the U of I Kingfishers team. Give us a call, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Ian, I want to begin with you. For listeners who may not be familiar with a quiz bowl like the NAQT National Championship, what is it? How does it work?
Sure. So essentially, it's teams of four who get read a series of questions on, as you said, classic literature, science, history, religion, myth, philosophy, social science, and fine arts, and pop culture for NAQT. And there are two types of questions. So there's about a paragraph long question that gets sequentially easier on certain topics, and players can buzz in, and whoever buzzes in first gets the first crack to answer the question. And if they get the question wrong, they lock their team out of answering that question, and the other team gets to hear the rest of the question. If you answer a question correctly, you then get what's called a bonus question, which is three short, like single sentence questions that are all related in some way. And that has nothing to do with the toss-up, but that bonus gets read to your team, and you can collaborate on them. And only your team gets to answer that question. So,
do you get to confer as a team, or is it?
Yeah. So you get to confer only on bonuses. Yeah.
Okay. And is there a time element? Is there a trigger finger involved, like on Jeopardy, to be the first one to answer a question?
Yeah, there is. So you also get more points. You get 15 points rather than 10 points if you answer within the first couple sentences of the question. But also you lose 5 points if you get the question wrong. So knowing the deeper clues is better. And though we often get into buzzer races when questions go on for very long times, because a lot of people know the sort of easier clues for lots of things.
Yeah, you sort of anticipate what the end of the question is.
Exactly.
Hope that it's not like, and what is your favorite color? what sort of subjects are you asked in this competition?
Sure. So most of us, I think, specialize. For me personally, I'm a physics and math major at the U of I, so I do physics and math, but I also do fine arts. So things like, I guess contemporary art's my like specialty, and I also do classical music and jazz and sort of things like that. And Sarod, if you want to talk about your specialties.
Yeah, so I'm mostly a history person. I also do some pop culture stuff and some current events stuff because I read the news and stuff. Most of us, we specialize in our majors. So if we have an engineering question, we have a couple engineering people, they'll mostly get those. Mm-hmm. But the question space is just so big that we can't really do everything at once. So we kind of split it up, and that also helps when you're talking about bonuses.
Yeah.
So, Sarod, how did you come to be a member of the Quiz Bowl team? How did you get involved with this sport?
Well, sophomore year of high school, I saw an announcement for a club, and I was looking for clubs to join, and this seemed interesting. So I just went, and I got 0 points. I got nothing. And I thought I was going to be horrible at this and I wanted to quit. But I mean, over time, I had great people there. I had a great coach and we just got along and I thought, you know, this was fun. This was something they wanted to do. And they just kind of kept going with it.
Well, how do you get better at Quiz Bowl? I mean, is there a practicing involved or do you practice as a team? Is it just reading books? Do you play Trivial Pursuit, watch Jeopardy? What's your technique?
All of the above and more, I think. Well, we practice twice a week. And yeah, a lot of it's, we write a lot of questions. So Illinois is going to be producing some sets in the next year for the next academic season. And there's a lot of websites out there to specifically study for Quiz Bowl. So we give those resources out to a lot of the new people to come to sort of keep the team to keep the team ready to play.
All right. Yeah, go ahead, Sarod. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think as you play more questions, you kind of get a feel for like how people like to write stuff, what kind of clues come up more often for certain things, mm-hmm. and that really helps kind of narrow down the answer space.
Yeah.
Okay, let me take a moment to reintroduce my guests. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with two members of the University of Illinois' Kingfishers Quiz Bowl team, Ian Carpenter and Sarod Nori. They'll be competing this weekend at the NAQT Intercollegiate Championship Tournament against other top-ranked schools from around the country. The championships have gone virtual this year owing to the pandemic. We want to invite your questions for our guests at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Okay, Ian and Sarod, I'm wondering if we can do a little mini Illinois Quiz Bowl practice live on the air. Our producers have come up with five Illinois-specific questions for you. Let's start with an easy one. Illinois is home to the only river in the world that flows backwards. What river is it?
Chicago, yeah. Because we turned it around.
Chicago, yeah.
That is correct. How many points would you get for that?
10 if that was a toss-up, or 10 if it was a bonus. Most things are 10 points unless you buzz in early.
All right, we'll call that 10 points then.
Sure.
who are the four former United States presidents who called Illinois home?
So
Lincoln,
Obama.
Obama. To go through all the presents now.
right? It has to be later, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, hopefully there won't be a lot of Illinois history.
Yeah, I don't know.
U.S. Grant, Ulysses Simpson Grant, big in Galena. And,
That's so true.
And Ronald Reagan.
Eureka College.
Eureka College, yeah. Okay, what was the first capital of Illinois?
Vandalia, right?
Vandalia's right, yeah.
Vandalia was after 1819.
Oh, it was
originally...
after Kaskaskia.
Kaskaskia,
then Vandalia.
All right. What is the highest point in Illinois?
I won't say Cahokia, but probably not.
No, I don't think so. It's probably somewhere in the Ozarks, right?
It's pretty low. It's called Charles Mound, 1,235 feet. We have one of the lowest peaks in Illinois. Yeah. All right, last question. The World's Columbian Exposition, 1893, also known as the Chicago World's Fair. It was famous for debuting what original amusement park attraction?
That is correct.
All right, very nice, very nice. Ian, what's the best question you've ever gotten at a quiz?
Oh, we were playing art tournament last summer, I think. And I first line a toss up on Ava Hess, who's this contemporary artist. And we got it from an art history class I took at U of I. So I was pretty happy about that because she's like very, very hard. She's a very hard question. So I think that's probably the best I ever did.
Nice. Sarod, what about you?
I don't know if I really have a favorite. I think there are a lot of questions that I like, but there was one time in a freshman year of college in practice when we had a lit player that was very into the author A.E. Housman. And so there was a question on his collection, the Shropshire Lad. And so he was standing up and like gesturing wildly, and everybody knew that he was into this collection. So I just buzzed in, and I said a Shropshire Lad, and I was correct, even though I knew nothing about it. And it was my birthday. So he was mad for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. All right. I wonder, Saro, do you have any sort of pregame rituals? I mean, are you any sort of food? You know, we know swimmers who compete in the Olympics like to eat a lot of 6,000 calories of pasta. Do you need a lot of pasta to get ready for Quiz Bowl? What do you do before a tournament?
Well, I like to not do anything really. I think the more I try to be awake, the more I try to like be on top of my game or something, the more I kind of psych myself out. So I like to just go with the flow and kind of get into it over the course of the morning. And because it lasts a day, our tournaments last for a while. So I just like to get into it over a round or two.
Ian, what about you?
Yeah, so I just try to get a good night's sleep right before. And for big tournaments like this, I'll open up like a textbook to a random page right before we start. Just last hopes or something.
You're going to get that Higgs boson knowledge in there, right?
Exactly.
Who knows if you get the right page. In 2019, the championship was in mm-hmm. Chicago.
Yes.
It was canceled in 2020. It's mm-hmm. virtual this year. Can you talk a little bit about how a Quiz Bowl operates virtually and how that's different from being there in person?
Right. So there's been a big shift, and I think that over time we've gotten better at it. But so as Quiz Bowl moved online, we started using Discord. Some people use Zoom instead. It's really a personal preference. NAQT this weekend will be on Zoom, for example. And sort of the biggest thing that started happening is we got a lot more cheating occurring, because it's so much easier to cheat when no one's really in the room with you and you're right next to the internet, you know. And so sort of the big hurdles that we had to overcome was at the very beginning was, how do we stop people from cheating? Because sort of huge names that had been like revered for a very long time in Quiz Bowl were caught cheating, and people were not sure what to do about it. And so now we've got sort of camera requirements and people are doing their best, but it still definitely is. It's still just definitely a worry about for everyone playing, especially for something as big as national tournament. And so I think that we're doing everything we can to sort of adapt to the pandemic, but we're really looking forward to when we can have in-person Quiz Bowl again.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, just maybe 30 seconds left. Ian, sure. What are your goals for the Kingfishers this weekend in the tournament? I understand you have, what, three groups competing? Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I think for 18, we want to win, but we'll see how it goes. I think our D2 team also has a really, really good shot at winning. They sort of split between people who've played the ICT before and people who haven't played the ICT before, and our D2, the people who haven't played before, have, I think, a really, really good shot at winning too. So I think we all three teams could place really, really well this weekend, and we're hoping to see how we do.
All right, and Sarod, any final thoughts from you? Any goals for this weekend?
I think we have a pretty good chance of winning, but you know, it's great when it's the one time when we all get together from all over the country and just kind of get together and play this thing that we all love. So I'm just looking forward to it. It's been a wild ride, but it's gonna be fun.
All right. Well, good luck to you and the rest of the U of I Kingfishers Quiz Bowl team. Sarod Nori is a player on that team. Ian Carpenter is president of the team. Thanks both for being here. And again, good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And listeners, if you go to our webpage right now, 21stshow.org, we have three actual questions that they might face. Again, that's on our website, 21stshow.org. That is all the time we have for today. Before we go, I do also want to note WILL-AM, the station where the 21st originates, went on the air 99 years ago today, April 6th, 1922. Our AM station was just 2 years behind the first ever commercial radio station in the country. Our original call letters were WRM for We Reach Millions. Happy birthday to WILL. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Chantal Vaca is our engagement producer. Our interns are Zainab Qureshi and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. Thank you to Lee Gaines for sitting in for me while I was off last week. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.